The fourth of the Aseret HaDibros is the mitzvah of Shabbos, Zochores Yom HaShabbos V'Kodesho. The Ramban has much to say on this particular mitzvah. I recommend anyone who wants to take a look can go through many beautiful ideas. I just want to share a few of his comments on this mitzvah. To begin with, he describes the reason for this mitzvah, the tam, or the shoresh, for such a mitzvah, says Ramban, is after the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros described the belief in Hashem, the concept of the presence and existence, and all knowing and abilities of Hashem, says the Ramban, Siva Shinaseb as a Simon Vizikron Tamir. He then commanded us to have a sort of a sign or a constant remembrance, Lohodiya Shuhubara Hakol, to remind us and always make it be known that Hashem created everything. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, as we often say, Zecher Lamase Bresha. So says the Ramban, a person needs to know as you go through Shabbos a week, every week, above and beyond all the other meanings and significance of Shabbos. One of those is always a remembrance, Zechel and Maaseh Bereishis. This is the sima, this is the sign, the remembrance that we have of the fact that Hashem did create the whole world, and we keep the Shabbos to remind us that is the foundation of all of our belief system. That's a fundamental aspect, says the Ramban, of keeping Shabbos, is remembering the Amuna of the concept of the existence of the Creator and all that He did through Mitzrayim and all the other aspects of that. As far as Pshat in the Pasuk, what does it mean, Zachoras Yom HaShabbos the Kodesh? Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So the Ramban says, as far as simple Pshat, what does it mean, Pshat, without Chazal, without Medrash, what does it mean to remember Shabbos? Says the Ramban, He mitzvah shenizkor tamid b'chol yom es HaShabbos. So literally every day to remember the concept of Shabbos, shelo nishkacheya, that it should never be forgotten. And that, says the Ramban, is because, as we just mentioned, to remember that the Olam has a Borei, to remember the world has a Creator, and therefore we're required always to remember it. Now, how is that fulfilled, remembering it every day? So the Ramban brings, Rashi also brings from Chazal, those in Chazal who every time they would come across something nice, they would set it aside and say, this should be for Shabbos, this will be in the honor of Shabbos, that the whole week they are constantly looking for things to set aside for Shabbos. That's one way. The Ramban says, one of the ways that we do it is by the way that we count the days of the week. All the nations of the world, says the Ramban, they have names for the days of the week. Whatever they call them, Sunday, Monday, after some type of pagan god, or whatever it may be, says the Ramban, not us. The way that we count the days of the week are a fulfillment of the mitzvah d'oraisa of remember always Shabbos. The person says, what's today? It's Yom Shlishi. Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos. Yom Revi'i b'Shabbos. The way that we refer to the day of the week is always in reference to Shabbos as the focal point, and everything fits around that. That's a fulfillment, says the Ramban, of the mitzvah d'oraisa of remember every day Shabbos and never forget it. So we count the days of the week in a way that we can be in fulfillment of that. The Medrash on this concept of Zochor Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho says, as all of you, most of you are familiar with, I'm sure, that this is the mitzvah saseh. These are the positive commandments of Shabbos. The two Aseret HaDibros, one says Zochor Yom HaShabbos, one says Shamor, which we all know the Medrash, the Rashi quotes it, it's famous from L'Chadodi, Zochor V'Shamor V'Dibor Echad, they were said at the same time, Zohar and Shomer, the two aspects of Shabbos. Zohar are the positive mitzvahs, the mitzvahs to make Kiddush, the mitzvahs to be dressed appropriately, to get ourselves ready for Shabbos, and Shomer to guard are the mitzvahs losaf. There's all the prohibitions, all of the 39 activities which we cannot do on Shabbos, and together they form the way that we keep Shabbos, Zohar the positives, Shomer the negatives. The Ramban uses this opportunity to give a description of the idea between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh, the positive mitzvahs and the prohibitions that we have. And the Ramban describes that the positive mitzvahs are connected ahava. The fact that we do actively do mitzvahs are in response to the midah of love, the mitzvah of ahava. Says the Ramban, as opposed to the prohibitions, those come from a midah of yira, of fear. When a person loves someone else, wants to do something for someone else, so then they actively get up and they do it for them. I move myself to a behavior, to an action, because of the love that I have, the endearment that I want to have to this person and for this person, I get up and I actively do something. When I fear someone, so then I recoil and I don't do things. I don't want to do something that will cause them pain because I'm afraid of getting them angry. So the midah of ahava is referred to as an expression when we actively do a mitzvah saseh, and the yira is when we refrain from doing something. I don't want to do things. I hold myself back. I don't do something. That, says the Ramban, are the two aspects of the Shabbos. You have a mitzvah of Av and a mitzvah of Yira. And it explains, he writes, a couple of factors. Number one, the Gemara has a principle that an essay doicha lo saseh. If a person is confronted with two mitzvahs, or two mitzvahs collide, one is a positive and one is a prohibition, which one takes precedence? It's always the positive which takes precedence and overrides the prohibition. Normally there'd be a prohibition here, but because a mitzvah saseh coincides with it, the positive commandment takes precedence and will do the aseh, even though generally it might have had a prohibition associated. And that's because the midah of ahava always takes precedence over the midah of yira. It's always a greater expression of relationship when you actively do something out of love for someone than when you refrain from doing something. And therefore, in the way that we do our mitzvahs, the mitzvahs aseh, the positive mitzvah, the going ahead and actively doing something, takes precedence over the prohibitions. And that also explains, says the Ramban, why in the Torah we find punishments only on mitzvahs lo saseh. It's only when you violate a lo saseh is there a punishment. But if you don't do an aseh, if you don't put on sittus, there's no punishment for that. And it's for the same reason, because a person who doesn't have that added element of love, that's a higher level, to actually get up and do something. So if you didn't do that, can't punish you for actually getting up and doing something. But for not caring enough about me, not to refrain from doing something which violates my will, not to refrain from doing something which angers and hurts me, that is where the punishment is. And therefore, says the Ramban, the only punishments are for the prohibitions. When you violate that, you didn't even express the lower level of concern. You didn't even express wanting to refrain from doing something, there's a punishment. Whereas you don't have that for the positive commandments. That is a short summary of the Ramban. He has a lot to say in the midst of Shabbos, but that just is some of the ideas behind that, the counting, and the fact that it's a remembrance of Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, as well as the Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis, to have all of that Amun included within the mitzvah of Shabbos.